go ahead and get the meeting started. Let's go ahead and call to order, be the first step, approval of the agenda.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Motion to approve, Rick and Larry is second. Approval of the minutes.
Motion to approve. Second.
Got Larry with a motion and Bob with a second. All right. Any declaration, any letters, opinions, or other guidance from outside the advisory committee presently or past?
You don't have to start with me on this, but I do have one.
Okay.
Craig Fuller, which you know, a lot of people know, is the president of AOPA. Was in my office last month. We were talking about some things, minimum standards and that kind of thing. But one of the opinions that he had was he loves this airport. And he enjoys coming here, and he's excited about some of the projects that I told him about some of the development going on here. But he said John Yotis, who you may know as the legal guy at AOPA, also comes here a lot, and he feels the same way. But wanted to share that with the committee.
Great. Okay. At this time is usually when I open it up to public comments. I see we got a looks like somebody set up for a presentation here. Is that something we want to do now? I see Everett, you raise your hand. Is that what you do want to do now? Okay. Do you have any idea how long it'll be, or?
Hopefully not more than 5 to 7 minutes.
Okay.
I'll try to run through it quick.
That'd be great. We'll open it up to the public at this time. Everett, you go first, or is there somebody else in the public has any comments?
After last meeting, I had bad feelings and I needed to say something. And subsequent to that, I received an email from AOPA. And I'd like to cover that first because all pilots are subject to the information on this. But first, when I usually give a presentation, I have a quote that I usually reference. And I have no idea why this isn't working.
That's what I was looking for.
Over here.
That's good right there.
There we go. I have a quote, and like, you can all read it. We have a great opportunity to ensure our daily actions to not only have a positive, far-reaching impact on the lives of others. When I use it in the context, the most simplest context that I have is typically where a person is entering a building, maybe it's raining outside and it's windy, they got their arms full of boxes, and the person approaches the door to get into the building, and they can't put the boxes down because everything's wet, and somebody comes along and just opens the door for them and says, thank you very much. Much in the way Susan did when I had all this paraphernalia coming in, she let me come in. So that's the most simplistic form. The person that had the door open will go ahead and talk to other people at the office and how thankful they were. The person that opened the door doesn't think about it anymore, hence the trivial daily action. What I do not talk about in speaking is that this can be reversed and put negative far-reaching impact. And that's what I'm going to address tonight. It may be trivial to some people, but without knowing, it's going to be a negative contact for others that are involved. Okay, as I mentioned, I got the letter from the AOPA. This is the header. And basically what it is, these are excerpts from the letter. They're talking about general aviation user fees. And they've suspected for weeks that they're going to have user fees in the budget 2003. Sure enough, when it was released, the president wants to put $100 per flight user fee